in relation, first of all, to the ladies out there, particularly the ladies and the men, of course, but particularly the ladies, I would like to reassure them that they will continue to receive breast care at Letterkenny Hospital, certainly in the short term. So I know there are a number of anxious ladies and relatives out there. We're there for them. We're here to provide a service for the ladies of the Northwest, in particular Donegal. There is a major concern in the unit shown in relation to its recent direction. This stems from a letter from the League Commission in Galway wishing to terminate the unit in September of last year, where he wrote to the CEO requesting the termination of the unit and transfer of all the patients to Galway. In addition, subsequent to that, there have been a number of issues raised, withdrawal of cooperation from the Galway unit, withdrawal from national and international meetings, withdrawal from the away day with an international speaker. You met Professor Dignan, who I had the embarrassment of bringing over here to a meeting that was jointly going to be held with Galway. They withdrew from that. They've withdrawn my ability to represent nationally and the Leeds group at national level. As Tony Canavan has stated, we have worked above and beyond the call of duty for years. I've been on your show annually, usually coming up to the breast ball, identifying the need for a second surgeon, which I've advocated strongly since 2009. I work seeing approximately 1,500 new breast patients per year. My colleagues nationally and in Galway see between 800 and 1,100. I work at about 1.5 to 1.7 times the national average. Last week I worked 90 hours. It is unsustainable, the breast unit, in its current format. This has been clearly identified in a number of correspondence since 2009 to senior management, both in the HSC, the NCCP, and now the SAILTA group. The facts are, and Mr. Canavan might like to be aware of this, that when ladies were offered Galway appointments, and Galway pulled the plug last year, 5% of those who were offered a Galway appointment took up the appointment. As a surgeon concerned about healthcare and ladies' well-being, we know that the ladies in Donegal, compared to international averages, have a slightly more advanced breast cancer stage. The reason for this relates to healthcare delivery, awareness for which we've tried on this show and others to promote. So we know that if they're offered appointments in Galway, they will probably think twice, delay their presentation and aggravate the situation further. To compound matters, Sean, there have been directives, unilateral directions without consultation with the SAILTA group. We're now being directed to run the unit. My ability as a surgeon to receive and triage my referrals has been removed as of last week. This is an unheralded, unprecedented step. I believe that this step is probably there to force my resignation. As you know, I was a professor of surgery in Galway, in Sydney, and came to Donegal 7 years ago to be with the rest of my family. My kids had come to Ireland, and I've loved Donegal. I've loved the people. I've been so pleased to serve. If, however, the ability to see and triage a GP's referral is taken away from me, that's a fundamental step in dehumanising a surgeon. There can only be one reason for that, and that is potentially to seek someone's resignation. We know that a lot of challenges exist in healthcare, and I think working above and beyond the call of duty for years is not right. It's not fair. I don't mind working hard, Sean, and I enjoy looking after the people of Donegal, but as I've said on your show for many years, we need a second surgeon here to have long-term sustainability. That is not in my self-interest. I am not here for self-interest. I am here to serve the people of Donegal, to improve their health outcome, to ensure that the ladies present with a smaller tumour, to work with BreastCheck and the wonderful team. There has been an issue of quality referred to in a number of emails from Tony Canavan, and I'd like to reassure the people of the Northwest and Donegal that we have some of the best figures, not just in Ireland, but in the world, in relation to cancer re-excision. So if you go to Galway, there's a 1 in 3 chance you'll have a second operation, have your cancer removed. It's 1 in 10 here. We have quality indicators that we've met. When Galway pulled the plug, and I'd like Tony Canavan to tell me why they pulled the plug on the second referral last June, I believe that this is part of a process by which the unit will be starved, the hospital will be starved, and Donegal, in its regional isolation, will become further alienated. And this will affect the overall health and well-being, and that's why I'm here today, because I am concerned about the future for the ladies.